Yes, it's the Govers.
But I tell you, I saw her myself.
Not Mrs. Jones. Well, I can't imagine such a thing.
Well, I was there, and I actually saw her. She washed that lovely rayon slip with the same soap she used for her dirtiest kitchen towels.
Not really.
Yes. In fact, she used this new dust for every single thing in her wash.
New dust? Well, what kind of a soap is that?
Well, it's a new kind of granulated soap. Procter & Gamble's putting it out. And Mrs. Jones says this does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to rayon undies.
Well, I never. What in the world did her clothes look like when she hung them out?
Well, I must say everything looked all right. Her rayon slips were soft and nice, and the work shirts were bright and clean, and her towels, well, they were just dazzling white.
Say, I guess Mrs. Jones isn't so dumb. If Dust can do all that, then why are we still using those old-fashioned granulated soaps?
Yes, why put up with old-fashioned soaps when Dust brings you real whiteness plus amazing safety for your rayons and nicer colored washables? In fact, Dust is far safer for those delicate colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet, you've never seen whiter washes than Dust gives you, and there's no hard scrubbing either. Actually, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dust. Honestly, once you try it, you'll see how different Dust is. Even the suds are different. Yes, Dust makes loads more suds in your machine than any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps. And Dust gives you suds that build up faster and last longer. Remember, Dust is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for Dust, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. It does everything in your wash. Molly Goldberg isn't the only mother who's had to face the problem she now has in her hands. For Rosie isn't the first girl to fall in love with a boy whose interests are elsewhere. Only, Molly can't bring herself to hurt Rosie, to tell her that Walter Jerome is engaged to someone else. So, Molly wants Rosie to go off to Florida and visit Tanta Elka. And Rosie's objecting.
Hello? Hello, I wish to talk to Dr. Cicada, please. Yes, I'll hold. I'll hold. Hey, go away, kitty. Go away, kitty, from under my feet, please. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cicada? This is Mrs. Goldberg. Yes. Well, if you're very busy, I'll call back. I just called because... I'm a little perturbed about what you told me, and maybe needless, but, well, you know, doctor, a mother. Do you mind if I inquire for some advice, Dr. Cicada? Well, I don't know if you know, but I have an aunt in Florida, Tante Elke. Yes, and Rosalie was invited. And under the circumstances, I mean, about Walter, we would like her to go. And Mr. Goldberg thinks if we could nibble the romance as it was, well, if we could nibble it in the bud, because maybe distance will, well, sometimes. Well, we spoke to her, doctor, but yes. Yes, I know. Sammy told me that Walter's mother and his fiancée, and they're coming. Well, that's why I would like her to go, and I would like her to go soon. Because I would rather she wasn't here in town, in the village, when everybody and all is. So if I could, then...
Bye.
Rosalie? Rosie just came in.
Is that for me, Mom?
No, it's Dr. Cicada.
Oh, let me talk to him.
Yes, doctor. It's Dr. Cicada, Rosalie.
Then
just a minute.
Rosie,
hello?
Hand like that.
Hello, Dr. Cicada. What? To Florida? No.
No. Why not?
No, I'm not going to Florida.
So beautiful with the sun.
Well, could you tell Walter that he can use my library card if he wants to? Yes. Is he there?
Dr. Cicada's talking about Florida, Elizabeth. He knows Florida. It wasn't Florida. You know the contract.
Well, just say that I called, and it's perfectly all right for him to use my card. Yes.
I should be able to go to
Do you want to talk to Dr. Cicada again, Mark?
No.
All right, Dr. Cicada. Yes. All right. Goodbye.
Rosalie, Why don't you want to go to Florida?
Why should I, Mark? I mean,
it would be nice.
I wouldn't go without you.
So I would go.
And leave Papa and Sammy in times like these when family should be together?
Well,
And you know how Papa is without you.
And without me, you wouldn't go?
It's an expensive trip, Ma.
If it's for your pleasure that we care.
I care. And besides, I'm happier here, Ma.
You was never away.
I don't care about such things. You don't want to get rid of me, do you, Ma?
A question.
I'm having such a good time, Ma.
You don't look so well, Rosalie.
I don't know why you say that. I think I look very well. I'm a little thinner, but I think it's becoming. I like my face thin. It's interesting. Do you like your steady faces, Mark? Familiar faces aren't as interesting as new faces. Your face, for instance. I don't even see it anymore.
No?
I don't think you know what I mean, Mark. A new face, a new personality, it's fascinating, Mark. You try to understand all the expressions, what thoughts are behind a smile or a frown because
you know so little about the person. Until you do, it's always better.
Well, I'll take it, Ma.
Maybe so.
It might be for me, Ma. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Papa, darling?
How are you, Rosie?
Fine.
Is Mama there?
Yes, Ma.
For me?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Hello, Jay.
Can you come down to the mill, Molly?
Yes.
I called Tante Elkie again and...
Yes.
And I told her we would let her know when Rosie would be there.
I see.
Did you talk to Rosie?
Can I work on your knitting,
Just a minute, Jake. What did you say to Rosie?
Is it all right if I work on your knitting?
Yes, surely. Don't drop my...
No, I won't.
Hello, Jake.
Did you speak to Rosie again?
Yes.
And the answer is?
No.
You can't speak freely?
No.
Then come down. I'll wait for you here.
All right.
You don't think the best thing to do would be to tell Rosie that Walter Jerome is engaged and that she should throw out the nonsense from her head and...
No, definitely no.
Then come down.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What did Papa want, Ma?
I have to go to the mill.
What?
You know Papa when it comes to buy something.
Oh, I'll get my coat.
I'll give a go and I'll go myself, Rosalie.
Well,
dear.
I can go with you,
stay,
Ma.
Darling. Can and peel me a few potatoes and put a light in them so supper shouldn't be detected.
All right, and put your rubbers on,
I will, but rubbers.
I'll take it.
Rosalie, don't get so nervous when the telephone rings.
Hello?
Hello, Rosie?
Oh, hello.
Mama there?
Yes. It's Sammy, Ma.
Sammy? Tell him to hold. I'm putting down my rubbers. 1 minute.
Now. 1 minute, Sammy. Are you doing anything tonight?
Why?
Well, wouldn't you like to go bowling?
I don't think so. Bowling.
Why not?
Put Mama on.
Ma, here.
Give me.
I'd like to go bowling, Sammy.
What's the bowling goal with bowling? Give me, dear.
Hello? Hello, Sammy?
Yeah, listen, Ma, I know you can't talk, so listen.
Yes, dear?
Papa and I have just been talking about the whole thing.
Yes?
Well, we think you should tell Rosie exactly how you feel and why. Tell her that Walter is engaged and that his girl is coming up.
No.
Why?
I'm coming to the mill.
Why, Ma? She'll never go away, Ma.
I'm coming to the mill. I'll see. Just a minute, dear. Hold. Rosalie, go up and see how many shirts Sammy has in his drawer.
Now?
Please, upstairs. Yes, in the second hand, I think, on the left side is all the shirts. Count them over for me. Yeah. Please. Family?
Yes, Ma.
Sammy. If I can avoid hurting Rosalie, if the whole thing can be blown over without...
I think four shirts,
Ma. I'm coming down, family.
Yeah, all right, Ma.
And then four shirts in the wash, Ma.
Yeah, all right, family.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, my coat, Rosalie,
Why?
Dear. Oh, Seymour?
Wow.
Take him along, will you,
Rosalie, please?
Come in, Seymour.
Yeah. Going out, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, I'll be back soon. Seymour, will you keep Rosalie company till I come back?
Oh, I'll be glad to.
That's nice. Goodbye, dear. Don't
goodbye,
forget the
Ma.
Potatoes, Rosalie.
No, I
here.
Will.
Peel me, let me, 6 potatoes, 6 cabinets.
All right, Ma.
You'll peel, dear.
Yes.
Bye.
Goodbye. Sit down, Seymour.
Yes, thank you.
Excuse me, I just have to peel some potatoes.
Oh, can I help?
No, I'll be right in.
All right. Some people have such a lot of nerve in this world.
What'd you say, Seymour?
Some people have such a lot of nerve in this world.
What did you say,
Seymour? Oh, I said some people have such a lot of nerve in this world.
Yes?
This world. We're in our boarding house of a sanatorium.
What do you mean?
I never saw Dr. Cater so angry.
Where'd you see him?
In the telegraph office this morning. He was sending a telegram, and the girl at the telegraph office read it back to him. That's how I happened to hear it.
Well, I never saw Dr. Cater angry.
Well, he was this time. I don't blame him. Walter Jerome's mother's coming up, and she wanted to stay at his house.
She did?
Yeah. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if Walter's mother is coming alone. But she wanted to know if he'd have room for her and Walter's fiancé. Some night. What's the matter, Rosie? Rosie!
Of course, Seymour sounds a great deal more innocent than he looks. For Seymour would like nothing better than for Walter to be crossed off Rosie's books. Only, Seymour doesn't realize that Rosie's really in love with Walter. And now Rosie knows what Molly was afraid to tell her. What now? Now, I ask you, can you see yourself washing dishes with half a dishpan? Well, you know, that's about as useless as struggling with a soap that only does a halfway job for dishes. I mean bar soaps, because they cheat you on speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. So, toss out such halfway soaps and change to New Dove. You know, Dove is that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Dove has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness to your hands. Just notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Why, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet, Dove speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough grease. You can tell by the suds how different Dove is. Try it tonight. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Next time, Rosie makes her own decision. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.